The Old Testament lesson is from the book of Isaiah, the 12th chapter. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. I make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The first reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the second chapter. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression of disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard. While God also bore witness of the signs and wonders and various miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Now it was not to the angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not see everything in subjection to him, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the sufferings of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter. First they led him to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. It was Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter stood outside the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." This is the word of the Lord. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people. Blessed is the one whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. An important part of Lent is growing in grace. Last week I mentioned about giving up things for Lent to help them in our walk with the Lord. Other people add things to Lent. More consistent worship, read and study the Bible. I also heard of a couple of interesting ones via Facebook this week. But 40 days of writing encouraging notes to various people, or 40 random acts of kindness. Whether you give up something or take on something during Lent, it's time to grow in grace. And the way we grow in grace is be able to hear God better. There's many examples in the Bible of individuals who heard God. Hearing God is a good goal for the Lenten season. Look at the story of Joshua. He didn't start out as a remarkable person, but he ended up being a great spiritual leader in Israel. A little background on Joshua, he was from the tribe of Ephraim, one of Joseph's sons. And we know from the Old Testament that Joseph was number 2 to Pharaoh. and saved Egypt and much of the area nearby with his basically the gathering of the crops during the very good years. So Joshua came from a line of a family that had ruled Egypt. But the Bible tells us in Exodus, a new Pharaoh arose who did not know Joseph. He enslaved the Hebrews. Joshua begins his life as a slave. But after the Exodus, he leads Moses' armies in the battle. We know from Scripture that he was also a leader of his tribe. He was Moses' right-hand man. And for the last 40 years of his life, he led the children of Israel in the conquest of Israel. He's mostly known for the siege of Jericho, you know, when they marched around seven times around the city, or when he prayed for the sun to stand still. He's also known for these famous words: "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And a very popular verse is put on a lot of Christian art you see in Christian bookstores is, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Moses would go into the tabernacle to speak with God. And Scripture says when Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. Another version says that Joshua would linger in the tent of meeting to be in the presence of the Lord. And I like that word linger better. It doesn't have the same meaning as to loiter, but to linger means to remain or to stay in place longer than what is usual or expected. It was being with the Lord without having an agenda. Now, have you ever taken time just to linger with the Lord? We spend an hour in church, but do we linger with the Lord? I would suggest you find a quiet place with no disturbances. In other words, turn the cell phones off. You ever notice, I don't know about you, but when I go to pray, the cell phone invariably beeps or rings. It's rigged that way, I swear it is. But to be in a place with no disturbances and we open our heart and soul to the Lord. Take time to read a part of Scripture. When you have that quiet time with the Lord, when you're lingering with the Lord, talk to the Lord about your kids, your grandkids. How's your day going? Talk to him as you would a friend. That's what he tells us to do. This lingering changed Joshua's life. He went from a slave mentality to being the leader of Israel because of his lingering with the Lord. We think of Joshua, we think of battles and miracles, but lingering enabled Joshua to do all that he did. Years later, the prophet Zechariah would say to Zerubbabel, the leader, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Only by the Holy Spirit's power can we do such great things. The only way that it happens for us is to linger with the Lord's presence. For lingering with the Lord is how he transforms and cleanses our hearts and minds. And if we're going to grow in grace, we need to allow heaven the time to invade our hearts, our minds, and our souls. That can only happen as we linger with the Lord. When the Sunday morning Bible study was going through the book of Isaiah, came to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." So when I was preparing for that Sunday morning Bible study, I did a little bit of study on eagles. They fly about 25 miles an hour while they're just in cruise, but they can go as fast as 125 miles an hour. In an all-out dive, they can hit 200 miles an hour. But eagles need a great deal of rest. They rest between 15 and 18 hours a day. They have to build up the energy to be able to fly that fast. They need that rest time. They need time to refocus, to be prepared, to be centered. And there's something we can learn from eagles. We need to be prepared, centered, and refocused on the Lord. So let us linger with the Lord. I believe that if we do this, we'll be amazed not only how we can hear God's voice more clearly, but the more we'll be able to be renewed and strengthened by the Holy Spirit. I believe if we do that, we'll be amazed on how much God will teach us in all things and how much better we will experience life here on His good earth. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.